Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 23. You're going to hear a talk about computing. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? 20 years ago, it was common career advice to learn a trade. Working as a plumber, electrician, carpenter, and so on, was seen as a safe route to a guaranteed job. Careers advice nowadays is quite different, focusing on skills and transferable abilities. One of the most highly valued skills is coding. Many people in business insist that if there's one thing to do to help your career, it's learn to code. The first argument presented is that the software industry is so important nowadays, and big companies are always looking for talented coders. The average annual wage for programmers in Silicon Valley is about $80,000. And obviously, the software industry is set to be even more crucial in the future. Another advantage of learning to code is that even if you don't end up working for Google or Apple, you can gain a better understanding of the technology that surrounds us. Coding gives insight into how computers, apps, and all programs work, which can help most people in their jobs and daily lives. Still not convinced? What if I told you coding was now one of the most popular new hobbies among young people? Free online courses, forums, and even real-life meetups are all there for people to code in their free time in the comfort of their own home. Of course, coding might not be for everyone. Business people, for example, might prefer to focus on the ideas and the human side of things and pay someone else to do the coding. It should also be remembered that simply following a trend might not be the best path to success. If everyone else is learning to code, shouldn't you do something different to stand out from the crowd? Like with everything, there are pros and cons. But if you're thinking of ways to make yourself employable, learning to code has to be near the top of the list. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what pros and cons the speaker gives of learning to code. Are you ready? 20 years ago, it was common career advice to learn a trade. Working as a plumber, electrician, carpenter, and so on was seen as a safe route to a guaranteed job. Careers advice nowadays is quite different, focusing on skills and transferable abilities. One of the most highly valued skills is coding. Many people in business insist that if there's one thing to do to help your career, it's learn to code. The first argument presented is that the software industry is so important nowadays, and big companies are always looking for talented coders. The average annual wage for programmers in Silicon Valley is about $80,000. And obviously, the software industry is set to be even more crucial in the future. Another advantage of learning to code is that even if you don't end up working for Google or Apple, you can gain a better understanding of the technology that surrounds us. Coding gives insight into how computers, apps, and all programs work, which can help most people in their jobs and daily lives. Still not convinced? What if I told you coding was now one of the most popular new hobbies among young people? Free online courses, forums, and even real-life meetups are all there for people to code in their free time in the comfort of their own home. Of course, coding might not be for everyone. Business people, for example, might prefer to focus on the ideas and the human side of things and pay someone else to do the coding. It should also be remembered that simply following a trend might not be the best path to success. If everyone else is learning to code, shouldn't you do something different to stand out from the crowd? Like with everything, there are pros and cons. But if you're thinking of ways to make yourself employable, learning to code has to be near the top of the list. Now tell me what pros and cons the speaker gives of learning to code. You have 1 minute to talk.